This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's not a lot of space in New York City for supersized grocery stores, so a lot of New Yorkers rely on smaller convenience stores called bodegas. They're on almost every corner. They sell groceries and toilet paper, batteries, and these days also face masks. There are about 15,000 of them, and they have been designated essential businesses for the duration of this thing. But even so, a lot of them are struggling. Marketplace Jasmine Garst paid a visit to a bodega owner up in the Bronx, whom she first met by phone back in April.
When Francisco Marte was a teenager, a friend of his family offered him a job at a bodega in the Bronx, saying, "You can have it if you can survive it."
I said to him on the spot, "Sure, give it to me."
It's hard to imagine Marte as a tough guy. He's now in his 50s with a sweet, mischievous smile. But back then, he got robbed, beaten, and has even been shot. He made it. And what Marte says he learned in the process is that the bodega is about more than getting a cheap coffee, a box of cereal. The bodega is, and always has been, about survival and community.
We are the listeners. A lot of people come with their problems to talk to the bodega guy.
On this weekday morning, Marte is behind the counter holding court with customers whose jackets are so puffy they can barely get through the narrow store aisles, which have been hard to keep stocked.
There was a time when I couldn't even get toilet paper or napkins. Now they only give each bodega 5 packs at a time.
As of a few months ago, parts of the Bronx experienced unemployment higher than 20%. Sales at the bodega have just plummeted. Soon, a young Dominican man named Leo Mejia stops by.
Francisco.
He's a distributor, among other things, of Coco Rico, a Puerto Rican soda. Mejia looks gaunt under the fluorescent lights, and he tells me it's his first day back on the job after having COVID-19.
I still can't smell things. Everything tastes like salt.
Mejia says he was surprised to find that 4 of the bodegas he used to deliver to have shut down, a problem since he earns on commission.
There's bodegas that haven't asked for service in over a month.
While we speak, a man in a wheelchair bursts through the door, excited.
They're giving a stimulus out.
Gregory Manning, a regular, has just gotten his $600 stimulus payment. But that money, he says, is not going to be spent at the bodega.
Basically, everybody's going to be paying bills. Ain't nobody's going to be buying nothing new.
As the guys celebrate, an older man walks in. He asks to speak to Marte privately.
You're my brother, man.
After he leaves, Marte tells me the man asked him for a $20 loan. He says this is happening more often. So is what's called dar de fiao, or putting it on the tab.
I won't give a beer or cigarettes or stuff like that. But if it's milk, a soda, something to eat, yes, I'll put it on your tab. These are people I've known for a long time.
Bodegas are often micro-loan institutions. For Marte, it comes at a cost. He's lost a lot of income. The elementary school next door is temporarily closed. The gym across the street is empty. He's let go of most of his employees and had to rely on a $22,000 PPP loan. The Partnership for New York City estimates that roughly 1/3 of the city's small businesses may not survive the pandemic. But it's not all doom and gloom. Marte urges me to stay a while because at night, this bodega moonlights as a sort of social club where neighbors meet for beers and dance. Armando Poveda, an Ecuadorian taxi driver, tells me he used to drive people to work on Park Avenue, but that's mostly dried up. For him, one of the hardest parts of the pandemic is
I knew loneliness, an ugly loneliness.
He's months behind in rent. He's worried. But he says here, on aisle 2, for a moment in time, it's not just you surviving by yourself. In the Bronx, I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.